7:36, 42 degrees, beautiful Thursday morning on a Tony Connolly Morning Show, 1320 WILS, 1320WILS.com. Let's go out to the McLaren Health Plan phone line and talk with Lansing Mayor Virge Bonero. Mayor, how are you?
Good, how are you, Tony?
I'm doing very well, and the mayor, we called him just a few moments ago, and he's taking some time out. We appreciate the late notice call, Mayor.
No problem. You just got me just cleaning my face.
I wanted to get your take on the press release that came out yesterday, and it's titled Mayor Bonero Scrubs Plan for New Police Headquarters. Elaborate, if you will.
Sure. Well, you know, we use the term scrub and not scrap. Some in the media use the term scrap. But the difference being, you know, when NASA scrubs a mission because of inclement weather, it means they plan to get back to it. So we're not exactly scrapping it. I think it is necessary. I still believe that we ought to own instead of rent. It's just that the winds of the economy, the storm that we're in, means that we don't really have the luxury to set aside any money right now for the paying down of the bond that would be necessary. You know, we'd have to borrow some money to fix the South Washington Armory Complex. I still believe that that's a good building. We got it for free. It's built like the Rock of Gibraltar. It's in the center of the city. I still believe that's a good police station in the future. But we just don't have the luxury right now. And what happened, Tony, was the conditions on the ground, what I'm talking about, is we basically got a double-barreled hit to our economic stability in the form of the report from the actuaries on the pension board authorized report that demonstrated that said we were basically $3 million short in our pension fund for next year. That's a devastating blow in itself. And then the third quarter financials on our budget were dismal, absolutely dismal. Revenue is down virtually across the board in income tax and property tax and revenue from the Board of Water and Light. You know that nice winter we just had? Well, that actually affects the city's income because we get a percentage. As owners of the Board of Water and Light, we get a dividend, and that's down. So, you know, in a sense, I mean, good news is bad news. That's the way it is with the budget. And so we have to be nimble, and we have to respond to the budget realities. And so, therefore, I'm suggesting we take that money that was dedicated for the beginning of the SWAC, of turning that into a police station, and put it into what I call a police officer's preservation fund. Because there seems to be agreement. One thing that we agree on between the council and the mayor's office is that the important thing is to keep as many officers as possible on the streets and at work. And we've got 11 officers, Tony, on a federal grant that expires in a few years. And that's 11 officers. It's about $1.2 million that it will cost to maintain. And when that federal grant lets up, we either have the money to continue those officers or we lose them. And so I'm just saying, especially with the tough economic times, we've got to look ahead. We can't just look at what we can afford today. We have to look at tomorrow and the next day, especially when we have grants that are expiring. And so that's what I would set aside the money. I had assumed that economic growth factors would be able to pick up those funds, but given the state of the economy and the reports that are coming in, it looks like we have to prepare for the worst. We're just battening down the hatches.
Now, you know there are some Lansing City Council members that will probably pass out because these folks say that the mayor is rigid and he's stubborn, and it sounds like perhaps you're being a little flexible here, just whatever the times are dictating, you're just doing what needs to be done.
Well, yeah, I can't worry too much about what council members say, but yeah, the reality is leadership is about adjusting to facts on the ground and being nimble and doing the right thing at the right time. It's all, you know, I think it was Martin Luther King who said it's always the right time to do the right thing. So I thought it was the right thing. I still think it's the right thing to prepare for a police station that we own. We're just not in a position to do it right now. So, you know, yeah, you have to adjust to realities on the ground.
Sooner or later, though, we're going to have to make the change, correct?
When it comes to
consolidating all the police forces and moving into a building that you already own.
I certainly hope we do. I mean, no. Look, Tony, we could lease forever, right? I mean, that's possible. What's advisable? I think it's advisable to own a police station. Particularly, we have a building that was given to us by the Department of Military Affairs. It's a strong building. You know, this gives us a little more time to study it. But again, we agree that the priorities are police officers. That's why we passed the millage. You know, I said that from the beginning. My goal is to not have to make any cuts. But we saw where, with the millage, and this isn't a shift, that we saw where with the millage, two-thirds of it is eaten up with pension costs and health care costs for police and fire. Those are very expensive things. Now, we're still able to not make any cuts, as we said, but we have to address the Pac-Men of the budget. You and I have talked about this, and that is health care and pension costs. And this is true not just in the city of Lansing, but in cities all over the country. And the state, and you'll see states and cities addressing it in various ways. It's got to be addressed. We can't run from it. It is the Pac-Man of the budget. So we're not out of the woods. We can't just count on economic growth. You look at all the factors working against a city. You know, whether we're talking about aging infrastructure costs, increasing legacy costs, declining revenue from the state and federal governments. You know, fewer federal grants available for various things. And there are warning signs all around us. So this is no time, Tony, to go on a spending spree of any kind. This is a time for fiscal austerity. It has to be at the local level. We don't have a lot of taxing options. You know, we have the property tax, the income tax, and some state revenue that's coming in.
We've got two more questions for Lansing Mayor Virge Bonaro. Mayor, do you think that the police, the fire, the city employee unions will work with you in lowering these costs?
Well, you know, I certainly hope so. We've been trying to do that at the bargaining table. We will continue to try to do it. You know, it's not that they've made no concessions. I mean, most of the unions, the FOP has been particularly difficult, the Fraternal Order of Police, but most of the unions have made significant concessions. The FOP have made minor concessions. We need them all at the bargaining table because, you know, I don't control the numbers. You've heard me say it before. It's math and not politics. You're going to be seeing a lot of posturing from politicians. This is the council's time to posture and to, you know, try to make changes to the budget. I have to actually administer it. I have to actually run the city on a day-to-day basis. So we'll see what they come up with. I hope it's something reasonable, and I can only hope that our unions will come and work with me on the budget. I don't create the economic news, but I have to be the messenger with some of this stuff, and then I have to make the adjustments to the budget. You know, I'm not going to bury my head in the sand. Tony, we will not become Flint, Detroit, or Benton Harbor. And the way they got there is by ignoring the warning signs that were there. The warning signs are clearly there. This report from the actuary, you know, it's a recommendation, and it's a preliminary recommendation. You can say, well, we'll ignore the actuary, and we won't put in the $3 million. We'll let the pension fund go broke. But that's how some of these cities got into trouble. We have to heed the warning signs, and we have to scale back some of our ambitions at this time.
When do you think the budget will be ready to be voted on by city council?
Well, it must be passed by law by the 21st. Mm-hmm. So they've always come close, run up against that timeline, but I believe they will comply with the law and send me a balanced budget. If it isn't balanced, then, you know, portions of it may be vetoed.
All right, and just one last question for you, Mayor. State Representative Roy Schmidt has decided to flip to the Republicans as a longtime Democrat. I know you as a political junkie and someone who speaks to national and statewide politics. What's your take on this?
Well, of course, he wasn't a Bernero supporter in the gubernatorial campaign. He was, let's just point out, he was a Dillon supporter, and he never did come around. I don't remember him ever coming around and endorsing me, so I'm not sure what kind of a Democrat he ever really was, but I don't know the guy. But I, from what I hear, and I know nothing really about how he did it, I just hear that he had a fundraiser a few days before, took a bunch of money from Democratic sources, and then turned around a few days later. He must have known what he was going to do. I'm just saying, you know, do it in an honorable way. If you really have, you know, changed colors, you want to join the other team, do it honorably. You know, resign your position or something and then run again. But to switch overnight and to do it on the day of filing, come on, it seems a little sleazy to me the way it was done.
We've been talking with Lansing Mayor Virge Bonaro. Sir, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks, Tony. Take care.
7:45 on the Tony Connolly Morning Show on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS and 1320WILS.com. This is where you always stay in touch with Lansing on 1320 WILS.